All right, very good. 695-1620. We'll talk about the football stadium again in just a minute. Bill Flores, do you want to comment on the catch or non-catch? Or?
No, I would have said, well, I can tell you those referees made Congress look competent.
Yeah. It is amazing what is important to the American public, and it's scary is more than amazing, I guess, would be the story. Okay, y'all are out of session right now. Anything get accomplished before y'all headed for the hills?
Well, we actually had a pretty busy week last week. We passed a bill to stop the Secretary of Interior from trying to do all he could to shut down coal mining. We also passed a bill to stop the president's waivers on welfare to work requirements that were put in welfare reform back in the late 90s. And then we had a hearing on the VA claims processing in the Waco regional office, which is the worst in the nation. And we had a classified briefing about the Middle East.
Now, that was interesting. There's, you know, the Rush update we had today said that CNN was able to actually go in, I guess, and find the ambassador's journal. That really concerns me that area was not sealed and secured after the attack.
Well, I know it surprised me too, because when we were talking to Secretary Clinton last week and the DNI Clapper and the Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and a couple of others, they would not answer any direct question that we in Congress posed to them. They kept saying everything was subject to an ongoing FBI investigation. And so if that's the case, the FBI must be doing a terrible job if they're allowing the media to wander around the Benghazi area, I mean the Benghazi facilities, right, without any restrictions.
Did you feel frustrated after the meeting or what?
Just a little bit, yes. I had a New York Times reporter come up to me. He said, "What'd you learn?" I said, "Two things. One, everything's classified, so I can't talk about it. Number two, they're covering their rears."
Yeah, it is. It's bothersome. Now, kind of as an offshoot of this, for all the reasons that we hear that oil prices go up and therefore gasoline prices go up, unrest in the Middle East quite often is one of the things, and I'm not hearing that right now. What's the deal?
I'm not sure why we're not, but I can tell you things in the Straits of Hormuz, the military presence from the U.S. and some of our allies is pretty thick right now. And in addition, you know, Iran's just said they've tested a missile that they can use to fire our ships in the Straits of Hormuz. So it's very concerning, and I'm surprised that oil prices have not responded more.
Yeah,
more quickly to the higher.
It does seem to be a little bit off-putting. Well, obviously, people in Bryan College Station want to weigh in on the football stadium. I'm sure. I mean, you as an Aggie fan enjoy seeing the games, but nonetheless, we really do have more important things to do right now.
Well, you know, we've got deficits, we've got jobs, we've got economic issues. You've got a president that's decided he wants to violate the Constitution with his executive order. So I'm staying focused on other issues at this point in time.
All right, we'll do that, and we'll see you at future football games. Bill, thanks for the time this morning. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
See you Saturday, and ask your listeners, pray for our country and our military men and women and our first responders.
All right, thanks a lot. See you later. Okay, well, thank you. Okay, thanks, Bill. I appreciate you calling in this morning. And again, I appreciate that he calls in when Congress is not in session. So anyhow, and the phones have been exploding, and I told him to call back, you know, in a few minutes, and now's a good time. The thing, I like the idea about adding a dollar to the price of a bottle of water or something like that, that would be, again, centered on the people who go to the football games.
Well, speaking of going to places, I just stumbled on this in the paper. It's CSIS column.
Uh-huh.
When the findings were revealed to the room filled with about 70 people, representatives from media, politicians, Chamber of Commerce, CVB, blah, 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 question asked at the end, anyone from Texas A&M there?
Mm.
Yeah.
Nope.
Well, now, it was streamed. KBTX streamed it, so I'm not going to say that they, and again.
And they asked if anyone from Texas A&M was there in, like, a professional capacity.
Yeah, in official capacity, because there were people who worked for the school that were there. Hello?
Okay, it worked in Green Bay. We can do it here.
What's that?
Let the poor slob middle-class man invest in a stadium, and then give us a discount card for refreshments.
For how long?
Here.
Okay. All right. And that's the thing. So, thank you. People may not know, Green Bay, the football team, is owned by the people of Green Bay.
Stockholders.
Yeah, it's a different kind of a deal. Now, one of the things also, and I heard Carl Mooney on our newscast say this, and, you know, among his to parse the quote, he said, the ability to host more events. And that gets back to what I said before. If the governmental entities are going to be stakeholders now in this renovation, does that mean that there would be an opportunity for the facility to be used in that way, something that the cities or the county would want to do. The other thing that concerns me is I understand that what they are going to ask will be funding that does not come from the general revenue fund of the cities. In other words, your taxes, residents of Bryan College Station, Brazos County, your taxes would not go toward the renovation of the stadium. Instead, it would be the hot taxes, the hotel motel taxes. But, you know, some of those are already being allocated. The first thing I think of is the Expo Center, which was mentioned by name yesterday. But, I mean, how many organizations that are getting hot money now won't be able to if the money is diverted to what the chancellor has asked them to contribute? Hello?
Maybe there was nobody there from A&M because they've already decided what they're going to do.
Well, you know, again, it was streamed and it was out there and it was available. So I
think part of it is if they weren't ready to make a specific statement, that way they didn't have to, you know, people aren't asking them yet if they're not ready to make a specific statement. But I do think that people from A&M were listening in.
Oh, sure.
And they're aware of the issues that they talked about.
Well, again, and you know, Kat was there, so was I, and you know, people are wandering around. Somebody from a TV station came up and said, you know, would y'all like to comment on this? We're going, well, no, we're the media. No, we don't want to comment on the television.
Yes,
about
we're going to comment, yeah, but it's going to be tomorrow morning.
Yeah, exactly, or whatever, but that's fine. But the idea is it's an interesting precedent that we're looking at here, and I don't know if it has existed someplace else or not.
Were naming rights brought up?
You know, naming rights was not brought up that I know of.
No, I don't think so either.
Because that'd be a way to offset quite a bit. Now, yep, that would change Kyle Field and change his bad.
Well,
because at least at the meeting yesterday, it was just a presentation of the research that a company did to see how it would impact the economy in the Brazos County. So it didn't really go into all of that minutia.
Oxford Economics. But, you know, one of the things that's interesting is, and in their study, I mean, they mention, well, you know, if you move the games, let's say, to Houston, okay, then you've got thousands of students who would be driving from College Station to Houston for the football game. They don't ever mention the thousands of people who drive into College Station now and have for decades for every football game.
True.
Suddenly it's dangerous because it's going to be from College Station to Houston?
Well, it's the students.
Oh, is that it?
The ones driving from Houston is the grown-ups.
Oh, it's their driving ability. That's what they're speaking to. Okay, hello.
Hey, College Station been catering to A&M for how long? And they don't like small business, so when A&M wants to close football fields for I think a year or so to renovate it, now they're all worried about where the business is going.
Well, why do you say they don't like small business?
Well, they tried to bring in Hooters, for instance, and they didn't like it because of the color scheme. I heard they tried to bring in Joe Scrapcheck. They didn't like it because it's signed.
Okay. Well, all right. I can't get into all that stuff. We can't be making those kind of claims on the radio. It's a lot more difficult and a lot more complicated than that. Hello?
Scott, you didn't have your little fedora on with the press tag stuck in it?
I did not.
He had
I'm
a pencil
sorry.
Behind his ear.
I did not.
I would, however, like to see that.
I was sitting there like all the other folks, but I mean, there's a whole gaggle of us right there. So anyhow, so that's where we stand with it, at least right now. And I'm not sure exactly how many businesses. I don't recall. I mean, I think the guy from Oxford mentioned yesterday how many businesses were interviewed. But are there that many businesses that would fail, would go out of business if the team didn't play here for a year?
Scott, going back to earlier when you were talking about some of the issues involved with traveling to Houston.
Yes.
One gentleman I was speaking with afterwards, he basically brought up a good point, which was that if the games were at Houston, you know, we're playing with all new teams this year. People are going to have to stay here if they are traveling from wherever they come. Louisiana is the closest, you know.
Sure.
And so people, the thought was that if they get established staying in Houston, we're like, okay, Houston's big. There's all this more stuff to do.
Right.
A&M's only an hour away. Why don't we just stay in Houston every time we come and just drive up?
I don't know what he was saying. Hello. Another went away. Hello.
This is all very interesting, but I haven't heard you discuss the real news story.
Which is what?
exciting to town this morning, and that's the two college students that were caught, shall we say,
I don't know what that's about. But anyhow, the idea is, and it's true, you know, I talked to a guy who owns a restaurant in San Antonio, and it was on, I want to say, the Tuesday after the game with A&M that these people were in his restaurant in San Antonio, and they were from Florida. I mean, they had been here, they had come to the game, and they thought, well, what the heck, while we're over here, let's go to San Antonio. And so they did. So, yeah, they dropped money all over the state, which is a good thing. Hello.
Good morning. Hey, I've been listening to you guys now for a little while this morning. I haven't heard any music.
I know.
That's on Tuesday, sir.
Yes, I'm sorry. It's just Wednesday. If you just look at your calendar, that would be the answer.
Right now, BMW's having its